B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
It's a little bit of a hair obsession, Ricky, is all I can tell you. 9 o'clock hour is brought to you by The Bagster. It's a dumpster in a bag, and you can get yours today at Home Depot and Lowe's. For details, go to bagster.com. I bet Ricky Bo's got a fast car.
No.
You
I
do
don't
not?
Care about cars.
I see him as a Wrangler, man.
I've had Jeeps.
You think he's wearing
before.
Wranglers?
I've had Jeeps.
Okay.
You've had Jeeps?
Yeah. I
think you're an
care.
SUV guy.
I've had a little bit of everything.
I see him in a Bronco.
Those new Broncos are nice, but they're small.
They're small.
Are they? Yeah, they're kind
of
tiny.
I haven't
square.
Seen them.
I saw one on the road,
like,
and I was kind of shocked.
They're sort of square. They're
so they flash
boxy.
Back to the 90s?
A little boxy.
Yeah.
They're small, though.
But they're smaller than I expected.
They're smaller than a Q5.
But they're nice.
They're smaller than a Q5.
What are you driving now, Rick?
The only car I ever wanted to drive was a Ferrari.
You just wanted to drive one.
No, I wanted to have one, but the insurance and everything is kind of ridiculous on them.
Yeah.
So you got some frugal in you.
No, I don't. But
oh, you don't?
Oh, yeah, I do. Yeah,
I like frugal.
I just don't. I don't believe in all that that flashy garbage. I never did.
What's the flashiest thing that you do spend money on?
Nothing.
Nothing?
No.
Golf. Just golf is my.
No, he's not that guy.
An experience.
Well, let me put it this way.
And how much do you pay for
going
golf?
Back?
Let's be
I learned
how much
a lot.
Do you actually
I've
pay
learned
for
a
golf?
Lot from going back, and not necessarily from myself. How's that?
Okay.
And just seeing, like, what you were expected to do and what you were expected to drive, I never believed in that, and it really kind of irked me when I was married that we bought a couple of things that I didn't really want.
Okay.
But, I mean, like, a Mercedes or something. I don't get it.
You just don't get it?
I don't get it.
It's not for you. For you, it's not
It's
good.
Got four wheels, an engine. It gets me to A to B. That's all I care. I really do.
See, that's why Ricky's a great
Quite
part
frankly,
of this show.
Quite frankly, I'd love
that's
to just drive my bike everywhere, but you get killed here.
Well, what we're going to do is, how about this? We're like Oprah. We're going to arrange for you to drive a Ferrari. We're going to get you, like, a Ferrari. We can make this happen. Coach has, like, the magic pixies.
I want to drive it, like, on a racetrack.
Oh, that's not bad either.
The Richard Petty experience.
That's not bad either.
I've thought about
do
doing that.
That.
I've
he's
thought
Ricky,
about doing that.
Ricky Batalico, and he's brought to you by... are you kidding me? You haven't sponsored this yet?
This Where could be people? You.
Ricky, can you imagine...
By Bob Cooney.
Your company being associated with Ricky Batalico, joining us every single week on the John Kincaid Show, you're nuts. You're nuts. Come on, companies.
I don't have that pull.
No, you do.
You're an idiot and you don't know baseball.
That was
who
little,
said that?
That was one of our callers over talking about you.
Really?
Yes.
Get him on right now.
He said, "What did he? What
else
did,
right now.
What else did he have to say too? He was a little upset. This
yeah,
time.
He was
really, adamant. Listen,
yeah, he was really angry.
What else? Get off our show.
Sounds like he eats too much.
He was a Cleveland sports talk show host.
Fairweather idiot.
He was calling.
Is he a big guy?
Yeah, sort of.
Yeah.
Sort of. He was a little bit.
Sounds it. You
he
know?
Was attacking the. He was attacking. Ricky is. Ricky, I'm going to ask you this. And I'm going to make sure that I don't poison the well.
Uh-oh.
You will.
No, I won't. When a starting pitcher is given a 4-0 lead after the first inning, does it change their approach of how they're pitching the game?
No. As a matter of fact, it should make things easier on them.
It should
have them be as relaxed as possible out there. So that should mean that they're going to bring their best game at that point.
So he sort of answered Pat's, but he answered mine. He answered my
Looks
way.
Looks like we both won.
Yeah, that's weird.
Because I say
when
winner,
you got a
4-0
lead, it's different.
Why?
Because it's easier.
It's in the first inning? What do you... How is
easier?
It easier? Not, yeah, but in the back of your mind, you're sitting there thinking, wait a minute. 4-0. Don't relax. Don't do this. I mean, there's a lot of ways it could go really two
take
different
us ways. Take us inside that.
I would rather pitch in a 1 or 2 run game when I was in the bullpen. You put me in a 4 or 5.
But it's a starter.
I'm kind of more relaxed and just throw and you. Here's what happens. You tend to pitch to the game. So if you have let's say I'm going in a garbage inning in the bullpen. You're not really expected to go out there and work on your pitches. You're expected to go in there, throw fastballs, and make sure you just keep the team in check. If you give up 2 runs, who cares? That's the thought process.
But you're a starter. You've been given a 4-0 lead. Your team's hit 2 home runs.
You just pitch a regular game.
And Aaron Nola comes out for the second inning yesterday. Because that's what I'm getting
at. Okay.
92 pitches through four innings.
Aaron Nola, from the get-go, did not have his game. He had probably his D game. He really did.
His I was there for it.
Think about it. His fastball wasn't crisp. It was at, what, 91, 92
He was in the fourth inning. It was 88 a couple of times. Four-seamers?
No, I think that's his cutter that backs up on
him. Oh, is that one?
Number one, he threw one good cutter, I think, yesterday. It was a jam shot. It kind of floated towards second base. I just think, get your perfection down first. Make sure you're mastering your fastball. I mean, this is a guy that used to have really, really good movement on his fastball. I thought it was extremely flat yesterday. And I thought, for the most part, unless he buried his curveball, that he was kind of spinning it, just kind of looping it. And that's not a good sign.
It's the second start of the season.
That's my whole point. Look, think about this. If he gets 30 starts, there's going to be 20 starts with his B game, 5 with his A game, and then a mix of C and D games after that.
Okay, where are you?
You never go in there with your best
5 with the A game out of 30?
Probably, yeah.
20 with the B game?
Well, his B game's much better than most people's A's, is why I'm saying this.
Okay.
But a guy who's at that level, I mean, even a Jacob DeGrom type, he's going to have
how many games does he have A?
Oh, out of
20 30, out of 30?
Out of 30, I would say 15 to 20 out of 30. Yeah. And I'm talking about feel. I'm not necessarily talking about what's coming out, but sometimes that turns into what's coming out. I thought yesterday it looked like Nola didn't have a good feel, and it showed. I would say that was probably his D game.
Did you get the most out of him that you possibly could have yesterday?
Yes, at 92 pitches, through four innings, and everything was a struggle.
Maddening.
It is maddening, but to him, it's apparently not. Did you see him on the press conference?
It pissed me off.
I didn't see him. He's chill.
I swear, I don't know if he has a pulse.
It pissed me off.
If he threw a no-hitter, he'd be the same way.
Yeah. Does JT know that before the game starts that he doesn't have his stuff?
I'm sure he knew. Well, you don't know in the bullpen, because sometimes you're in the bullpen and your light's out, man. And you go in that game and all of a sudden, you know.
So does that immediately change how JT calls the game?
It should, probably after two hitters.
Two hitters?
I think you give Aaron the opportunity to throw his fastballs on both sides of the plate with movement. And if you're not seeing any movement, you kind of try to play him into something else at that point.
Mm-hmm.
It's a quick change.
That part of the game is fascinating to me.
Absolutely. And it's one of the reasons, I guess, why the great catcher is the great asset.
To be able to
feel. And that also to be able to realize that I need to take charge of calling a different game here.
The one thing,
JT. The framing.
He's
the best in baseball.
JT is getting pitches that are 6 inches off the plate right now. And that's because he's fielding, he's catching the ball from the outside.
Yes, he keeps his heel out and he catches it in the zone.
Yes, and the umpire thinks it's in the web of the glove.
It's deceiving. It's so good.
Well, if you're behind the catcher, what are you looking at?
Where the ball?
You're kind of looking at the whole glove, but you're assuming catching it. If his hand's going to the left, you're assuming he's catching it palm.
He does heel
and
out.
If it's going the other way, you're assuming he's catching it on the web. So
it's smart.
Yeah, it is. It's very smart.
Ricky Bitalico every single Thursday here on the John Kincaid Show. So yesterday morning, we were losing our minds a little bit over the fact that at a 4-0 start, Joe Girardi threw the C-list lineup in game 5 of a season when everybody's just had an entire offseason, chance to get ready, and you do this lineup that looks like it was spit out by some, you know, bracketologist gave it to you. Instead of going with the team, you're on a 4-game winning streak to start the year, and you take Reese Hoskins out of the lineup, you start starting all the B-list, C-list guys, and you're putting them in the lineup. I don't get it.
It's a long year.
But why are you worried in game 5? Don't worry about it in game 5, Ricky.
Here's the explanation I'll give you. I wouldn't mind it if you're in a long stretch of games. But you just had a day off. You have another day off today.
Yeah.
What's it about then?
And I don't know, but I want to get to something else about the days off in the bullpen, because it's actually helped the Phillies, extremely helped the Phillies in the first 6 games. Just remember that.
Okay.
But I don't know what's really into that. It's just getting guys some at-bats early on in the season, I guess. He must have felt pretty comfortable. Well, we got 4 wins. You know, let's throw some other guys out there. If we lose, we lose. No, you don't give up.
No, that lineup is not your best lineup. He didn't write
defensively. Knows, it might be,
but he did not write out the best lineup. You're off to a 4-0 start.
Right.
Keep the momentum going. Keep the foot to the pedal, and worry about days.
I think he may have thought about it like, we got our number five going. Let's we'll just see how this goes. Yeah, it's not necessarily throwing the towel in, but it's getting some guys some playing time that might not normally see it. It usually happens once a week. It's usually on a Sunday.
Why the big change in the bullpen? I understand you have new guys out there.
Mm-hmm.
But is there a different attitude? Can that 100%. Be changed just that easily, Ricky? It's
100% attitude. I will say this much. I've been on teams where closing was simple when my setup guys were really good. That makes the closing line simple. Because you just go out there, you get your three outs, and there's no momentum shifts. If you're in a game, let's say it's a 7-2 game, your team's winning, all of a sudden your setup guys go out there, give up three or four runs. You know how much harder that makes it on a closer? Extremely.
Yeah.
Because the momentum has shifted. The adrenaline rush has gone in the wrong dugout. You need everybody to be on the same page. Right now, I would say everybody but one guy is on the same page. So I just look at this
is
whole.
Is that old Vinny Velo?
Vinny Velo? Let's get into this.
They should have taken him out after. This. Point, right? They should have taken him out after that one inning. Let him build confidence.
Confidence
in small doses. Wait, that's all you're going to get from him.
How many years of confidence?
6 years, right?
Yes.
So you know what he is my point.
You know what he is.
So take him out after that one inning of success and let him stew on it.
Look, I like Vinny. You know what? You tend to like a guy who goes out there and he's going to try to compete every time out.
Yeah.
He does try. And I think his expectations when he first came up with that 16 strikeout performance, that may have ruined his career. That first game he threw at.
Yeah, it's kept him here.
Right, but they're obviously very nostalgic. I mean, you're paying a long guy $4 million, okay? At this given point, in Jamie's thought, why don't they just take him out? It's not his job.
I understand
his job
that
is not one and done.
Did you have any faith in him having success after that first inning? Because I had none.
But what it did is it kind of bolstered everybody's opinion that this is Vinny. If you think about it. If you could have written a script for his whole career here in Philadelphia, you did it in one night. You did it in one night. And that
show him something, take it away.
I just think this is a guy that desperately needs a change of scenery. And I know that's a stupid thought process sometimes.
No.
I think for him, it would be genuinely great. I really do. And I think for the Phillies, it would be good also.
Hey, Staples has everything you need to be organized and productive, like home office furniture, the latest tech, and organizational supplies, all at amazing prices. Get a fresh start with big savings from Staples. So as Ricky Pitalico gets into this, the start of the Philly season, we looked at the first 13 games on this show before knowing they'd play the Braves, the Mets, Braves-Mets. So 13 games in the division. And the number was 8, we were going to be really happy. We'd be happy. 9, we'd be like, borderline ecstatic that if this team was able to go 8-5, 9-4 against those two teams first 2 weeks. Now that they're sitting 5-1, I'm getting greedy. I can't shift. I
do
can't,
not
keep,
get
I can't
greedy.
Move the goalpost. I can't move the goalpost. Yeah, I got to stay 8-5. I'll be happy.
John, they have two road trips now coming up. This is where it's going to get different. I looked at the Braves. If you saw the Braves yesterday, guess who's starting to swing the bats? Everybody on that team is going to start swinging the bats. And when Acuna gets hot, that means everybody else is going to follow. And Freddie Freeman, I know he's hitting 133 or whatever.
He's one of the best hitters.
But if you're watching what happens, he homers. The next day he's 1-for-2 with 2 walks. This is Freddie. And he's going to start going the right direction.
That bullpen for the Braves, though, has been a strength for that organization for a little while now. Alex Anthopoulos can't be happy with that bullpen.
I'm not exactly impressed as much as I thought I would be with their starting rotation.
I was just going to ask you, who's got a better starting rotation, the Phillies or the Braves?
Phillies do.
Okay, I tend to agree with you.
No, I'm going to tell you flat out.
Me and Jamie
making 6 games into the season. I'm not going to.
But who's their best? Their best pitcher is Ian Anderson.
If you're saying 6 games into the year, Phillies absolutely. If you're talking is what do I project over 162? I do not project the Phillies.
I'm not gonna sit here and say they're miles above the Braves.
No,
you're moving the goalposts.
I just think
you said what is better?
Oh, the Phillies.
You're gonna tell me
Phillies top three is better than the Braves top three.
Are Wheeler and Nola the best two?
If it's Soroka, Fried, Ian Anderson.
You might as well erase Soroka.
He's having trouble.
He had a huge setback yesterday.
Yeah, he did.
That's a big one.
Yeah.
It's a big one.
Wait a minute. You just put in a guy that's not even in their rotation.
No, what I'm saying is, I'm talking about it.
Freed is okay.
Max Freed, he got
Where would Freed be on the field?
Three.
No, he would not.
He'd be three. He'd be behind Wheeler and Nola?
I love Wheeler.
Oh, boy.
I love Wheeler.
I can just smell the Atlanta.
I am a Wheeler disciple. Love that signing. Loved it. And by the way, the Phillies beat the Braves for that signing. So that was the one. He grew up where he could walk to the stadium.
I understand. But
I do not like. Have you really?
Yeah, in Dallas.
Why'd you
Dallas,
do that?
Georgia.
What did you do that for?
We had a road trip last year.
Oh, really?
Wawa road trip all the way down to Spring.
We
drove to spring training, stopping at Wawa after Wawa.
Jim Salisbury's King Wawa.
Oh, that is fantastic.
There is a big gap, by the way, from Virginia to Florida. There's a rather large gap without Wawa.
And as Jeff Francoeur told everyone last week, there is nobody south of the Mason-Dixon line that would consider me to be a Braves man. I was considered the Phillies antichrist down there by those people. They would hate that I had my...
Yeah, but Phillies have a better rotation.
You flipped the switch when you got here, then.
I'm not going to come here and give you sunshine and lollipops and blow sunshine up your ass.
Neither do
about the Phillies. The Phillies have been...
I'm hoping
it's going to be better.
Max Fried was terrible yesterday. He hasn't been good yet.
So was the starter here. That was a bad day.
But how many runs did Nola give up and how many did Fried give up?
I knew this would be the answer.
Of 10 pitchers, though, Nola and Wheeler are the best, too.
Guess what? They're fantastic.
And Ian Anderson has a chance to be something special.
I would take Mickey Moniak and Anderson. Yeah.
I watched Ian Anderson last. He didn't look the same as he did last year.
Well, he had that spectacular playoff start.
I know. In his first start this year, he did not.
He's a guy that I would absolutely buy, though.
Oh, yeah.
I
think he's going to be
good.
My whole point, and I think Jamie's whole point, is you have to like the Phillies' top three.
Yeah. I think the Phillies' bullpen.
4 and 5 is very questionable.
Phillies' bullpen looks better.
Oh, they're 100% better.
And to me, that's crazy because the Braves' bullpen was crazy especially last year.
Right.
It was fantastic. That bullpen's taken a huge step back in Atlanta, and this one's taken a huge step forward.
To Bob's point, it's a different attitude. You bring in veterans, and they change the whole dynamic of a bullpen. It's that simple. Sometimes it is that. Who's left? Neris, right now?
So I was just going to ask you, who's got the best stuff in that bullpen? Who's got the best outpitch in the bullpen?
Neris still has the best outpitch with that
splitter
when it's on. Because when he falls in love with it, though, it's a useless pitch.
Exactly. So who's got the overall best stuff?
Overall best stuff? Alvarado, maybe?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
But once again, if he's going to toy with strikes,
you. Exactly. Yeah.
If he's throwing strikes, my goodness, that other day, man. Woo! All over the place, and then 3Ks.
And you know what the great part about this bullpen, too, Ricky, and maybe you agree? They were only going to be better. So you're coming into a season where they were 7-7-1 last year as an ERA.
Yeah.
So this bullpen has to think, no matter what, we're three runs better
last year.
No matter what, yeah. So as far as attitude goes, that's probably a build on it too, right?
Phillies win the division last year if they were a quarter better than they were. If they had a 5 ERA last year, they'd win the division.
Chris points out, Max Fried was top three Cy Young Award last year.
That's wonderful.
I'm saying it's just as... So
that's
don't listen.
Awesome.
You can't roll your eyes at Max Fried being a legitimate pitcher because of a bad outing.
You did
roll your eyes at Max Fried.
I just said he'd be number three on this team.
Yeah. Nola finished top three in the Cy Young, John.
Well, guess what?
Fried's okay. I don't think he's great. That's just my opinion.
Put him ahead of
What number
Nola.
Would he be on the Mets?
Oh.
If they're healthy?
If the Mets are healthy?
Three.
If the Mets are healthy, he's three.
Yeah, I'll give you absolutely.
Three. He'll give you three.
So now you're telling me that Stroman's better than Wheeler and Nola?
Not necessarily.
You just did.
No. We're talking about the Mets being healthy. If everybody's healthy and all
the right now, I just said what number would you put him at? You have number one.
No, if we're saying Mets are healthy, I'm putting Syndergaard in there.
Syndergaard would be two.
So I'm putting Syndergaard in.
Why do you keep taking people off the injured list?
Because that's what the discussion was, if healthy.
Yeah,
if healthy mean, Ricky?
Well, is Thor ever coming back or does he really care?
I don't know. He's a weird dude.
I just don't think he's ever cared.
He's on the 60 day, right?
Is he 60? Yeah, he can be back then. He can be back at that point.
Yeah, Tommy John, did he?
Hey, Natural Lawn America is safer for your lawn, your kids, and your pets. Get to their full-service program and get free seeding every year. Call 800-FREE-SEED. With Natural Lawn of America, you get greener grass and fewer weeds guaranteed. Will Ricky be watching a lot of Masters over the next 4 days?
100%, yes.
So you're totally in.
I love the Masters.
You ever see Ricky at a golf ball?
No.
Off a tee? and I think you'll agree with this, it goes a mile. Sometimes a little left or right, but
does Ricky have touch around a green?
Yeah.
So you did.
Ricky's got
chipping
fun game.
Wise, I'm really good.
Do you keep a handicap?
I don't like putting, so I'm not as good as No.
Putting's like putting.
I mean, you don't like putting.
I think putting is boring. Like, I'll literally, you know, people go to the putting green. I got to make sure I have a beer with me at the putting green.
Absolutely.
Because it's just.
I find nothing wrong with practicing golf.
I don't like practice putting golf. I love hitting the driver.
So before a round, we'll find you at the driving range. Not at the
practice
green.
Or at the
bar. I mean, if I'm near the practice green, it'll usually be chipping. I like chipping.
Ricky and I are planning an outing together in a couple of weeks.
Which one?
Thanks for the invite, Michael B.
Michael B.
What?
I told him you said
Brumall's on Michael Barkan.
Yeah, you know, I had the invite in the past, and I didn't get it this year.
Guess what? My calendar's booked then for the future.
Must have been lost.
My calendar's booked.
Wow. That's a good attitude.
You know what? He hears everything.
I know he does.
My calendar's booked, Michael Barkan.
And I don't want the pity invite now, Michael.
Brumall's Michael Barkan from another Brumall homecoming here.
You don't want to make an enemy out of me.
Okay, Barkan's on the list. Pat?
Wow.
You know what? You just made the list. Pat, Sharpie?
No, pencil.
Okay.
Yeah, pencil, man. Come on.
Michael B's a great guy. He's a pencil. He's a penciled in.
I love Michael Barkan. For God's sake.
You can't Sharpie him, man.
You just now, put him
okay,
on your...
pencil. He's on the list. He's penciled.
You put him on his back.
You've been here for penciled. 6 minutes.
He's penciled.
Okay, he's raising money for
pencil.
A great charity. That's nice.
I would have loved to have maybe helped.
I have to go against you there.
You know what I'll do? I'll just write Michael Barkan a check for his charity.
There you go.
The problem is he didn't put you on the list.
That's exactly.
By the way, notice I'm checking my phone.
Don't worry about it. By the way.
Yo, Rick.
We're not going to get into it too spicy here with that.
He's stirring the stew big time.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I bring up something wrong?
Plus, Sally Jesse Raphael wants her glasses back.
Mike, no, dude. What the hell's that?
Michael knows.
Wow. Jeez.
By the way, I disagree with you.
You know what, Rick? I disagree. I don't think I am in that outing anymore.
I'm removing myself from this conversation.
I'm going to have to disagree.
He's got the Warby Parker endorsement.
I feel really off-end right now.
Go ahead, Jamie. You're the only one here right now.
I'm out.
Wow.
I got to go to the bathroom. I need a coffee refill.
It's the only John Kincaid show.
Lots more coming.
I love Michael B.
Coming your way next. Thank you, Michael Barkan, for some fun. It's the John Kincaid Show here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Basketball is entering the final month of the regular season, and DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting you in the center of the action with a chance to turn $1 into $100 in free bets. Pick any basketball team to win their next game, and if during that game the team of your choosing hits a three, you bring home $100 in free bets. That's 100-1 odds. Teams have been hitting threes at an unprecedented pace, so get in on the action with DraftKings Sportsbook before this offer ends. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use promo code FANATIC when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 in free bets if the basketball team of your choosing hits a three. That's code FANATIC for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino, see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
We're getting late into this Thursday edition of the John Kincaid Show. Martin Law is the law firm for injured workers. Visit paworkinjury.com.
And also our friends at PropSwap. PropSwap is America's exclusive number one app to buy and sell sports bets. And PropSwap is a huge advantage we all use to find the best odds in the country. So download the free PropSwap app.
There you go. Work it all together, Ricky Metallica is really joining us. You're a strong reader, right?
I could read.
What do you read?
He can read.
Every now and again, they make me do the prompter.
Do you read a book?
What?
Do you ever read books?
I said now and again.
Oh, every now and again?
Nobody reads books anymore, do they? They read the internet.
Oh, no. Books can be good. Do you pick a topic you like and then read books? Like I like books on money. A book like money management and things like
that. I like articles.
You know Dave Ramsey?
I like articles. I like finishing a story quickly. I was a Cliff Notes guy in high school.
Who was your favorite guy that covered you when you were in Philadelphia?
Favorite sports guy?
Writer. Yeah.
Sports writer. I'm going to go Jim Salisbury.
Oh, there you go. All right.
Well, you guys shows his age, right? Together, right?
Kept it at home. Yeah.
Well, you know what? Jimmy and I mean, we had some times where we were butted heads, but we were always, good afterwards, which was nice, especially now that I work with him at times. So.
It's the way it's supposed to be.
No, there's some guys that you hated. I mean, there's guys you absolutely despise that would just do
what would be,
write
what would be
any article, write any article to try to stir the team up. There were at least two that were 100% beat writers for us.
Did they show up every single day?
You know who they both are.
Did they show up every single day?
Did I text you one of those names last week?
Yeah, they showed up. And they would get aired out pretty well, every day. Let me put it this way. It was much different than today. Today, everything's done via, Zoom and all this kind of stuff. And over the internet, back then, it was written. So you didn't see a couple of the writers' stuff because they may not have been in the local area. Maybe they might have been from the Pittsburgh area.
Right.
Bob knows what I'm talking about.
I remember going in for another radio station here in town. To get post game sound, post batting practice sound, for the 93 Phillies, and I will tell you that was the worst.
It's like a zoo.
That was the worst room in my entire career that I've ever walked into.
Because all of them, 100% of them, were against the media,
and they were jerks.
I'm sure they were.
They were total jerks. You know what though is that I will give this Dutch.
Only certain guys
Dutch.
Who talk Dutch.
Dutch was better. But Dutch had his moments. But Dutch was better. Dutch was the best of that entire group of the star players. Dave Hollins.
Darren was the appointee.
John,
I played with Dave Hollins. You couldn't talk to him at the time.
By the way, John Kruk. John Kruk wasn't any. Well,
he wasn't a prize.
Now he's in the media. I love that. When guys who were anti-media then flood to the media.
Yeah.
A-Rod.
And they become parts, and they become parts of the media.
Kruk's great in game. He's fun.
Kruk's great, yeah. I mean, I think there's a. Well, there's not a ton of guys that. That whole team. I guess you're right.
It was a bad group. Dykstra?
They were a bitter bunch.
I mean, seriously, Dykstra, Hollins.
It's probably what helped them be what they were. They were just rough, tough,
nothing's
going to
help them with the pearly gates.
They did not care about anything except for playing the game of baseball, making sure the beer was cold after the game.
Yeah. We had a guy at the Daily News that only covered that team, that Philly team, on Friday nights. So it gave the regular beat guy, Paul Hagen, the night off.
Right.
Ted Slary would come into the office every Friday night because I was putting out the paper back then. And he's like, if I don't talk to Dutch or Jim Eisenreich, forget about it. He hated them. He's like, room, Dave Hollins, room, all of them. He
so
said,
bad.
It's just awful.
Hollins was the most focused, intense person I have ever met in my life. I thought I was a little bit psycho. He made me look like Cinderella.
And he had a melon, because I covered that team a little bit, too. He had a melon that made Jamie's look small.
Nine?
Isn't it a little strange, isn't it a little strange, though, when you hate the media, and then you run to be in the media?
I gotta tell you, I didn't do it that way. So
you didn't hate them.
Really,
no, you were accountable.
I actually thought like a lot of stuff was funny. Like if they ripped me apart, I would kind of giggle to myself, but make it look like I was pissed at them. But
it was around a little bit.
But it was what it was. You know what? Here's the biggest thing about an athlete. If you could look in the mirror and know who you are and know what happened, you could take all the criticism in the world because you should be the one criticizing yourself.
I would say,
destroy yourself first.
I would say to people, if you're going to be like, if you're a media member, that's why I asked you about the guys. If you're a media member and you run with stuff, that you at least on as frequent an occasion as possible, not necessarily one of the beat writers, you make yourself available. So a player has an opportunity to engage with you.
Oh, it's rule number one.
Because to me, that's the most disrespectful thing when you sit behind this mic and you never are seen. Where somebody can't say to you, even pull you aside and go, I didn't like what you said. I heard what you said the other day. And I'll always say, did you hear it or did somebody else hear it? That was always my policy.
Yeah.
Because I would try to get exposure as, you know, make my, and then have somebody go, I didn't like what you said. And I'd say, did you hear me say it or did someone tell you I said something?
See, I think there were certain people that were on TV back then with their shows, their Sunday night. Remember, everybody had their Sunday night.
Yeah.
Right? A lot of this.
Those are the ones you would get ripped on. But you, even if you see that person, what good's it going to do you?
So you would just ignore it.
What good is it going to do you if he lied about you? You can't really sit there and say, hey, you know. What,
I'm not even talking about lying about somebody. I'm just talking about somebody having a hard opinion.
That wasn't the truth. Oh, why don't you come on my show and talk about it then?
Oh, that's a bad trick. That's a trick. That's a trap.
Like, I've had that happen before.
Here's a rule that you kind of go by. So I would, when I was covering the Sixers, I would write a column on Fridays. All the rest of it was game stuff and factual stuff, but my opinion, my column would go Fridays. They wanted to give me Saturday off for my one day of the week off, but I would say no. If I'm writing a column on Friday, which is my opinion, I damn well have to show my face the next day. You know what I'm saying? And that's a rule that we had in journalism. If I write a column saying, look, Ricky Pitalico sucks this year and the Phillies might want to think of trading him, I damn well better be in that locker room the next day so I can look Ricky Pitalico in the eye.
That's,
you know what I'm saying?
That's a great way
you're supposed to be.
You know what's funny? There's trade deadlines right now, what, for hockey, right? Or just by.
Yes.
That is the worst time of year for a player.
Oh, it's so anxious.
Because since my first year, it was like, oh, hey, he could throw the ball. Let's trade him. I mean, that's the spot I was in. It was odd because if you remember Jose Cruz Jr.
Yep.
Forever, me and him were linked forever for like 3 years of going for one another.
I want to ask Bo Knows. You know the old Bo Knows campaign?
Sure. Great campaign.
What does Bo know about some of the stuff we've been talking about on the show this week? Bo Knows home remodeling work by yourself to do it.
I can do it. Won't look very good. A DIY? I could definitely
Bob's
do
doing
some
it right
stuff.
Now. Bob's
yeah.
Right
I'm
now.
Horrible
the,
at
the
it.
The one thing, I don't mind the painting.
But you're
I don't,
doing
I
it.
Don't, I could replace holes in the wall. I could do all that sheet kind rock. Of stuff. Sheetrock, whatever. When it comes down to putting up pictures, I'd rather slam my hand with a hammer than put up a picture.
So you don't like putting? I'm bringing these two together. Putting
I love
and hanging
golf.
Out. Yeah, putting.
Don't love
no
the putting thing.
So you don't have you're like me. You don't have patience.
It's not the patience.
Like I can
it's
kill. Just, so I can knock out a wall or something. Or,
you know what the problem is? I've been playing golf for a while. At the beginning, I wasn't real good. I could always just hit the ball off the tee, and that was it. And then I understood the game, and I finally started playing. I could play pretty well at times now. And then it got to the point where, wow, to get better, I need to putt all the time. I don't have time for
that's
this
where you
putting
win.
Garbage.
Practice.
I don't want to practice.
You got to get Tiger Woods video game.
I've had 15 different putters. Yeah, I can. What's the difference? If I go to the putt-putt and steal one of their putters, I might be better off.
I mean, listen, we're talking about practice.
Does Bo know Pelotons?
Bo doesn't know Peloton. Bo doesn't care about Peloton.
It's a great workout, though.
Jamie has a Peloton.
I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't want to do it.
Jamie has a Peloton. I don't care.
Is some lady yell at you the whole time? Is some lady in your
have you
front
ever done
of you
this?
Go, come on, Jamie, you could do
kinda,
it.
Kind of. It's not personalized. Have you ever done the spin class?
What do you mean it's not personalized?
Well, they don't know my name. I'm one of 68,000.
You don't
68,
log in? Do you have a number?
No, but you
come
get
on,
ranked in the class.
693. No. Come on.
It's you ever scam. Do the spin?
I've done a spinning class.
It's great workout.
I've never done Peloton.
How about if Ricky Bo did a spin class.
He'd like get his ass kicked.
A local gym here where he was the guy that was the motivating voice.
Oh, that would be great.
I'd yell at everybody.
That would
be fun.
Fat asses, get up!
Get where's going! Guess what? Where's the local gym that will set us up in this? Ricky will do the class.
I'm sure Manion's got one.
And we'll all come and do the class. Keep on
he's
scratching!
Probably one in Bala.
Probably.
And look,
do it during
and
the show.
All right, Bo Knows. Does Bo know General Hospital?
I was born in a General Hospital.
In Connecticut?
New Britain, Connecticut.
You do so, not know.
Are you
General
talking
Hospital.
About the soap opera?
Yes.
These
that
two
that is
two
so
devotees.
1980s.
It was 80s.
Maybe even 90s. I don't even know.
So the show hasn't
know.
Changed since then. The same people are there.
That's pathetic.
No, it's their kids. It's their
those
kids.
Love scenes like must it. Be awesome.
It does
like
get
it.
Gross.
You don't like it?
No.
Okay, I'm just checking.
Not.
Pat, do you have anything that you think Bo knows about or might not know about?
Do you know about Marvel movies and stuff?
Marvel movies?
Are you into those?
Not really into them, but I know about Marvel comics. I mean, I used to look
General
at comic
Hospital's
books.
Pathetic.
I like Deadpool and Deadpool 2.
Okay.
That was a fun movie.
That was a fun movie.
Yeah. It was fun, yeah.
I like that he kind of narrates himself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's good.
Coach, you have one for Ricky? Something that
come on.
Knows?
Let's
come
go.
On.
Is New Britain near New Canaan?
New Britain is not anywhere near
New
Canaan.
No.
Okay. I have a cousin that lives in New Canaan.
New Canaan is up. It's almost in Massachusetts.
Do you know my cousin?
Is it really?
Yes. It's up in the corner.
How about Zach in Westchester joining us on the Fanatic? Zach, say hello to Ricky Bo.
Hey, Ricky, listen. What's the status of the Phillies pitching staff? Are they good enough to get them into the playoffs, deep in the playoffs?
Deep in the playoffs? I think right now they're good enough to get them into the playoffs. I don't know about deep. I mean, deep, what are we talking about?
We're in the National League pennant.
Wow, that's
how. That'd be nice.
That's a little bold.
I think they got a very good starting three.
That's a little bold.
4-5 is a little questionable at times.
But guess what, though?
They're starting three.
It is fun. It's fun to think about. We talked about it the other day about a great start on the show, and I wanted to ask you about this. Do you believe if this team was to start, they're 5-1 now. Let's say this team starts 15-5.
Yeah.
Do you think what they do in the first 20 games has anything to do with what they do in games 60 through 80 or 90?
No.
So you don't.
I think you have to get like near the all-star break to really get a feel of who you are and which direction. Why do you think they put the trade deadline where it is?
Yeah.
Because at that point, you know who you should know who your team is.
Right? Now, they said on the national broadcast the other night, I was watching ESPN, that this Phillies team is, they like each other. They're joyous. They were talking about like a clubhouse attitude that they made it sound like it's different than it was last year. Do you catch that at all?
There's definitely a different attitude. I mean, let's face it. Last year, the guys that were on the field, the starting eight, and even the starting pitcher was like, oh, crap, who's coming in?
Yep.
Who's,
yeah. Remember JT when he rolled his eyes?
It's Brandon Workman.
Because that had to be so deflating for the lineup when you're, second in baseball and runs and you're just blowing it?
How many times did you seriously watch one of their games last year and go, oh, the bullpen's coming?
I used to bet against him.
That's it. Pat, you talked about this. Tell Ricky about it.
Yeah, as soon as they would come in, I would take the teams over. The other teams over. Immediately.
That's I would bet against move. The Phillies.
As soon as I heard Tom McCarthy say... And we're going to the bullpen. Bet the over.
That bullpen sucked. There is no other way. I'm sorry. You try sugarcoating what you want to talk about bullpen. They were the second worst bullpen of all time. Behind the, I believe it was 1917.
Yeah, don't sugarcoat it. Let's go.
I mean, now it's a completely different group.
Okay, so let me ask you this one here. Is that within a clubhouse in baseball,
yeah.
When you have a unit that is that bad.
There's whispers.
Yeah.
Are there more than whispers?
If you're in that unit, you know you suck.
So people are being...
I believe you.
So you're constantly getting negative reinforcement from your teammates, too.
Either that or you're looking for sympathy from somebody.
Do you become outcast?
I wasn't that sympathy guy. I was kind of like, I'm going to go punch myself in the face 40 times in the mirror, see if I wake up.
But do guys last year, do they become outcasts of the team?
Absolutely.
They're on an island of misery.
Let me put it this way. If you're Bryce Harper, do you really want to hang around with one of those relievers?
With Jared Hughes?
No. The answer is absolutely not. And, I mean, I do understand. Archie Bradley, I actually had an interview with him earlier.
He seems cool.
He's great. And he said the one thing he's learned, which I never felt like this, and he said that, you know what? I don't think Bryce Harper's going, well, Bradley screwed up that game. But I think last year, if he was here, it was a different story. It was like, not just one guy. It was the bullpen.
I know that I'm a big believer in Dombrowski and what he's bringing to the table. Very happy he's here. I think he lied to us last week, though, when he said that Roman Quinn and Adam Haseley won.
They didn't win anything. They didn't win anything.
So they didn't take the best player, and that pisses me off.
I call it the center fielder for the time being. That's what it is. I think if the Phillies had money to burn now, I think they would have gone out.
I think they're going to trade for somebody if somebody becomes available.
Jackie Bradley Jr. did not get a huge contract.
No, he got little.
I mean, that would have been perfect.
Okay.
Yeah, you might want to hit the phone.
Let's go to the Comcast Business Hotline.
Is it?
Michael Barkan, who is a friend of Ricky Batalico, joins us on the John Kincaid Show.
And Bob Cooney.
And a friend of Bob Cooney.
You're the only enemy.
Don't forget
Jamie.
I love Michael
Bay. No, Jamie didn't get an invite. He's not friendly.
Well, Mike, I just assume mine got lost in the mail.
No, James, you're in, man. You're in. Hang on a second. The host of the show, he sounds familiar. I think he's from Brooklyn.
Is he from Broomall?
South Maryland Road, dude. South Maryland Road.
South Maryland Road, dude. Yeah. Have we been friends for, I don't know, like 20 years plus?
Since I worked for the Flyers. I have known you.
Michael, he threw you under the bus.
I may have put you on the list in pencil. But you're not on the list in pen yet. I mean,
No. Jamie said to put it in pencil. Well, you said I'm putting it in pen.
I was going to put it in Sharpie, which is really where it gets difficult.
Erasable.
Michael, you're on the stand now. Please speak for yourself.
Your Honor, thank you. Please, the court. I've been friends with John Kincaid for, I don't know, 20, 25 years.
Yes.
He was an intern with the Flyers. He's from South Maryland Road in Broomall, Pennsylvania. Went to Cardinal O'Hara High School right down the road from where I sit right now. He's been in town. How long? How long have you been in town?
I think three months now.
3 months. 3 months. Have I been asked to be on the program? Okay.
No.
Good point.
Counterpoint. Volley back. Volley back. That's a point for Barkan.
Yes.
Keep going.
Yes, it is a point for Barkan. And so, you know, even now, Your Honor, I had to pull my way out of the program. Forget it. You're out.
There he goes.
Hang on, Jamie, your tea time. Let me tell you about your tea time.
Oh, there it is.
Wait a minute. Why don't you rub it in and tell him about the swag bag, too? Because I know if you're putting on something, there's a swag bag, too, I'm sure.
The swag bag's unbelievable.
I guarantee it.
Televisions and radio.
Wow, it's unbelievable.
Crazy. It's sweet. Michael Barkan.
Do we have the helicopter dropping balls again this year?
Yeah, that was almost a terrible mistake.
I will tell you this.
By the way, that's not a joke. They did have a helicopter.
Oh, yeah. They're awesome.
Except for it was very windy.
And you have a numbered ball that you buy. And you just, Michael, I will tell you this. You better hope that I end up with one of those TV meters someday. Because you're always on my TV. You and Ricky Bo are constantly on my TV. So,
John,
I mean,
I would love it. If you would play in the golf outing at French Creek on Monday, May 10th, it would just warm the cockles of my heart.
I don't want to bully my way in like you bullied yourself in here.
Please,
but we will check.
I only bully my way in to invite you to play, John.
We love you, Michael. So, we will check. Get that all checked out and do it. It sounds like a good idea, and it sounds like a great cause, too. Tell us about it.
It is. It's called the Barkan Family Healing Hearts Foundation, and we've been around about 13 years or so, and we had wanted to give back to the community that has given so much to us, and we've been blessed by being in Philadelphia. As you know, my wife Ellen's from Havertown. My children are born and raised here, and we wanted to give back, and I said, I'll do it, but I want to know where the money's going. I want to know that the money is staying in our community. We're not a big charity, far from it. And we donate funds to people who are going through catastrophic circumstances in their lives. And we go through social workers at the various hospitals and such, and we get the names of folks who have lost a loved one, who have had homes collapse, who have had any number of just horrible calamities befall them.
And, that is awesome.
We give them,
Great job.
It's great. Thank you, sir.
Great job, Michael.
Don't forget to give out the website, Michael, while you're here.
Yeah, what's the website so people can get involved?
Thank you, Ricky Bo. Thank you, Ricky Bo. By the way, the center fielder for the time being, that is an actual position in baseball. I don't know if you knew that.
So, it certainly is here.
And Roman Quinn is occupying it right now.
So there are spots in this tournament, right?
Yeah. There are very few left.
Okay.
There are very few left.
Well, you just took up one.
BarkanFoundation.org.
There you go.
BarkanFoundation.org. John Kincaid, Jamie, Bobby C. I hope you will play. Ricky Bo has played every year.
He's good, man. He gets the invite. Awesome. That's good.
I'll tell you something else. French Creek is an unbelievable course out in Elverson, PA. It is awesome.
It's not easy.
Ricky and I have played there.
It's not easy.
Times.
Mike, we appreciate it, buddy. Take care of yourself. Love you, man.
Johnny, love you too.
Good to
see you on the
10th.
Thanks,
right,
Michael.
Michael Barkan joining us here.
5-star rating online for French Creek.
It is a good course. It's hard, though.
We even talked as he had driven up there to Elverson to check out the course. We even talked.
Hey, by the way, I have a since we're on golf, what course were you talking about that you drove by the
How about
Philly Cricket was completely empty, and Sunnybrook completely empty.
That's kind of funny. I drove by White Marsh yesterday.
Empty?
And by the way, wow, does it look pristine?
That course is great.
We just played there a few months ago.
Yeah. Up from the top of the road looking down. Oh, man.
It's a tough course.
I mean, you can see the checkerboards in the. Oh, yeah. Oh, it looks awesome.
I think that's because they use Natural Lawn of America.
Probably.
I'm guessing.
Yeah,
Natural Lawn of America, the official lawn care company in spring. You can schedule their full service program to get free seeding every year in peace of mind. Call 800-FREE-SEED, Natural Lawn of America, with greener grass and fewer weeds. Guaranteed. Yes, I knew Michael from when I was an intern at Prism.
Wow.
See, you back in the day.
That whole thing you put him on your list, you cowered. You
list?
Cowered under.
I
right
did
there.
Not. I said, it's, I'm just wondering why.
Brumal.
Yes.
In the house.
Brumal's in the house.
In the house. 1908, baby.
Wow, it was almost like a love affair. Oh my, right
I
gosh.
Might do that for a golf outing, to tell you.
Yes, especially if I know, if it's Barkan, I know there's going to be some swag. So he's got to make sure.
I'm sure there is.
It's a great tournament.
I will say this much. I mean, that whole project foundation.
That's awesome.
They do a lot of really good things for people.
That is really good. Now, your favorite to win the Masters?
My favorite to win the Masters.
Or who are you cheering
Real
for,
quick,
I guess?
Who are you cheering
I'm cheering for, well, always Phil Mickelson. I'm a lefty, I think he's done.
You want a golf club left-handed?
Absolutely.
You didn't know that?
I did know that. You know what? You and Hartman one time were doing we're hitting drives, comparing drives or playing with each other.
Actually, I hit righty until I was about 13. Then I switched over to a lefty golfer.
My parents
during Little League didn't want me to mess up my left-handed baseball swing, so they made me do, you know, you'd wiffle ball right-handed and whatever. So.
Yeah. Mm. Ricky Bo's got a night off.
I want Jordan Spieth to win it.
So do I. Just bet him this morning.
You want Spieth?
Yeah, I do.
There you go. Jamie, you want to win?
I want to win, and if I have some nice tickets, I'll sell them on PropSwap because it's America's exclusive number one app to buy and sell sports bets. And PropSwap has a huge advantage we all use to find the best odds in the country. So download the free PropSwap app and use it this weekend.
I think I'd want Rory to win.
That'd be cool.
Somebody you could
root for.
You like the laddie.
Yeah, you see what you can do.
I got a question. Right. How the heck did he ever get this job?
I just want somebody.
Just for the people out there, he's pointing at Jamie.
Isn't that amazing?
They can see it. We have cameras.
Yeah. Well, stick around. You see it. Ricky, we love it when you come by and see us on Thursdays.
I love it.
And we'll watch you all weekend long and everything. Everybody have a great day. We'll be back for the Friday Fun Day here on the John Kincaid Show for Coach and Pat and Jamie and Bob and Ricky. I'm John. Have a great day, everybody.
Shaq uses milk on his balls.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.